4CBA Mobile.
4CBA, EKN4UBG.
Kevin, you out. You out running around this mess today?
Just been to Gaffney and coming back to Gaffney off exit 95 and passing by the Green Mall, or the Yellow Mall up here. At, I think it's 105 or whatever it is up here.
Inside work.
We inside, we changed the springs on three different jobs. Headed down 85 here now, heading up to Dave Edwards, Tory
Edwards. When I worked on cars and they'd come in from the rain and they'd be dripping all over you, you'd be underneath them. You're changing oil or doing whatever, and things would be dripping all over you, dripping down your neck and getting in your eyes. And, of course, you could wear, I wore protective goggles most of the time when I were on, when I was underneath them. But, sometimes that didn't help.
Which that's pretty nice how he did that. And
good place here. This is not a good spot here. Am I hitting the repeater? I'm right here at Rutherford 291 and right here at the old Shriners Hospital, and just right in this area, I'm sure it's Piney Mountain. Oh heck, it could be Paris Mountain for that matter. Blocking the signal line of sight, and you know, when you're stopped in the car, you gotta stop at just the right spot, because you can roll about 2 or 3 inches and the repeater completely drop out and you can't even key it up. That's just a particular place that I always have trouble. And coming up, I don't know if you know that area right there, but it goes by the farmer's market and that shooting range there. And you're going down the hill and you go down in a hole and the repeater pretty much drops out there or gets real scratchy. And then you come up the hill to 291. And you can get it again, get the repeater again, if you stop at the right place, because I rarely catch that light green. It doesn't stay green that long.
He's talking, pointing out when we're going to the green, we'll meet, and it did the same thing over there. Did it again. He turned the power up on the radio, and it done pretty good through there. He never did drop out no more.
Well, that big chunk of dirt called Paris Mountain, you know, around Wade Hampton High School from there, if you're going east on Wade Hampton toward Greer, there's a section right in there about a mile or so that's pretty scratchy, and then it clears up, and then I'm right there. We live not directly behind the Walmart and Taylor's, but we live in a subdivision right after you turn on the Rutherford off of Wade Hampton. There's a subdivision on the right there, not the apartments, but it's about the third entrance that you'll come to. And it's called Pheasant Ridge, and it's about 250 houses tucked back in there, and that's where I live.
I live in a subdivision over there off the Tall Pine Road, Mountain End. I'm in a hole. I'm down in the back side of the subdivision. That's why I'm trying to get to where I get my tower put up there. I'm getting closer. I got one more tree. Hopefully Saturday afternoon I can cut that tree down.
I'm there, but
if it ain't too wet out there.
Sorry, I just choked my car down. I don't know what it is. This is my third Mustang, but this one's a little harder, a little easier to choke down. It's got a hydraulic clutch, which you would think would make it easier. Maybe it's just me. My other Mustang, heck, you could start off on a hill and not even give it gas. The computer would keep it running. And now if you let it out fast enough, it'd check down. But you know, if you knew what you were doing, but this one, you just can't you rarely can do that. It's got to be rolling or you got to give it a little gas if you want to get going here, and I didn't do that.
Too bad. It was, I don't remember it being very difficult at all.
I'm downtown now. I'm at the West End, Augusta, and South Main. And there's a guy riding a bicycle in the rain. I guess if you got to get around, I guess he's got to go to work or something. So, I mean, the funny thing is, he's got a jacket on that's got a hood, and he's not using the hood.
Kind of funny. We see that all the time, man. Places, you know, people riding bicycles in the rain. I'm like, ain't no way. I broke down the road several times, had to walk in the rain, but it wasn't because I wanted to. But, yeah, this time of the year, man, it's too much pneumonia, cold, and the flu going around.
There's an A and a B flu, and I said, well, I didn't know the flu was alphabetical. I said, I hope I got the AB shot. Oh, I tell you, and they're always saying, oh, well, you know, there's a new strain out this year, and I'm like, oh, give me a break, you know, does the shot cover it? Well, we're not sure, you know, oh, Lord, but anyway, I just keep my hands washed, try to keep them out of my mouth and my eyes and my nose, and, I don't eat anything with my hands if I haven't washed them. So, and a lot of times, I know it might sound crazy, but a lot of times I'll pick like a chicken finger or something. If I'm eating chicken fingers, I'll pick it up with a napkin and eat it, even after I wash my hands, just to kind of be on the safe side. But anyway, because I just don't want that stuff. I don't really have any other health issues, but I just don't like going through it. It ain't no fun. Matter of fact, I'm headed to the hospital right now. I get my prescriptions at the pharmacy there, Memorial, Upstate Pharmacy. So that's where I'm headed right now.
In 0TR. Well, Dave, I think you're wise to avoid that flu. I do too. I got heart failure and I don't want it, I'll tell you for sure, and I'm elderly and that part of me don't want it either. From what I've been told by doctors in just the last few days, it's doing a good job. It's like 58% effective on the viruses they have in there. And yeah, they do have the B in there. Usually the B hits later in the season, but this year it hit first. And if you're elderly, they give you a more powerful shot than they do the youngsters, or, you know, normal, not old people. And so Bernice and I got that. I hope you're having a nice rainy day out there, Dave. Go ahead.
We got Kevin in here too, and yeah, next year I get the old people shot. I think you have to be 65. I was 64 when I got it last fall, so last September, October, or somewhere. I think it was October. And anyway, but me and Kevin's been shooting the breeze. He's out there working. Of course, thank goodness he don't have to work in the rain, but I tell you, if I didn't have to pick this prescription up, I wouldn't even be out of the house. Go ahead, Kevin, KB4CBA.
CBD, how are you doing, Tom? You doing good this morning?
Business, Kevin, doing good. And you keep paying that so scary out there, and we'll put another star on the wall for you. Yeah, I don't know if they can give you that extra strong shot if you'd ask for it or not, Dave. Probably not. Well, we got ours at Publix this year because they give you a $10 gift card. And So Medicare paid for the shot, and then we got a gift card on top of that. Well, we're headed out just running some errands. I need to go get some, it's not really Sudafed, but it's something like it. I can't take regular Sudafed. It seems like this Zyrtec's not doing the job, so I thought we'd ride over to, couldn't find it here in Greer or Taylor's, so I thought we'd ride over towards Spartanburg. You know, I don't know if I made the right decision or not, because they said the heaviest part of the rain today was going to be around this time of day, between now and noon. So we can always abort this mission. Go ahead, Dave.
Even look to see if I have the let's just say that later on I may not feel like doing this, so right now I got the want to, so I figured, you know, when I feel like it, I might as well get out and get this done, because I gotta have this prescription to take in the morning. I took my last one this morning, but what was I going to tell you? God, so many things run through my head when you're talking that I want to tell you, and then when it's my time to talk, I forget what they are. I'm sure you don't have that problem. But anyway, that's the way it goes. Well, my goodness, they got a bunch of parking places blocked off here, right at the prime spot for parking. Now, that just ticks me off. Makes me want to move one of those cones. I don't see any reason why they got them blocked off, but they do. But I'm not going to move a cone. I'd do that, and I have a backhoe in my Mustang when I get back or something. All right, well, y'all carry on. I want to try to find a parking place. Go ahead and pick it up, Kevin. KB4CBA, I'll say 73s.
Coming out that way, Dave, and we'll holler at you later. Yeah, I'm about to designate a second job up here. I got about 2 minutes left. I'll be at Dave Edwards here now. I'm on Greenville Road up here, and fixing to jump out and change two more springs and jump back in and go to the next job. But yeah, the rain ain't too bad over here in Spartanburg right now, Tom. It's pretty good over here. It's nothing bad. I mean, it's just sprinkling right now. It was raining harder on me a while ago coming from Gaffney than it was over here.
Thanks for that. We're getting a lot of ponding on the road here. We're out by the Greer Golf Course, if you know where that's at, and headed towards Wade Hampton. And it's coming down very moderately, heavily moderately. But the ponding, you kind of got to watch out for that. It can throw you off the side of the road, and there seems to be a moderate amount of traffic, so you can't really dodge it effectively unless you want to wear another car on your front bumper. Well, you be careful of them springs. That's something I just don't tamper with on overhead doors. But my neighbor put one up the other day and done it successfully. But and my son-in-law put a spring in one here a while back because he got tired of waiting on someone to come out from the door company. So he just ordered it online, did it himself. But, well, he's got a degree in mechanical engineering, so I'm sure he done it as safe as could be expected. Well, you have a good day out there, Kevin. I'll let you go. Say 73s and keep the shiny side up. This is 0TR. Be clear on your final.
Several doors for people and springs and put cables back on doors that things. I try to do what I can do to keep everybody in service.
Okay, because I think I got your phone number in here, so I'm all right on that. But there's just certain things I won't tamper with, that being one of them. And most of the other ones I'm not able to do anymore. shoot. That really stinks at times, but you just learn to accept it when you get so old that you're not going to be able to do what you did 20 years ago.
A lot of people that I know, man, they've done got to where they don't do stuff like that anymore neither, you know. The older you get, the wiser you get, you know. You look back and you think, well, you know, how do I still have fingers and stuff I've done over the years? And I've looked back and thought about, you know, well, I'm 41 now, you know, and I've sat back and thought, you know, between the age of 13 and the age of about 21, 22 when I got married, I think it's 21, I think. And I've always wondered, you know, how am I still here, you know, how all the crazy things I've done. But I guess it's by the grace of God, you know. You know, he's always got something planned for us somewhere. But I'll say 73s to you, and I might call you up after a while and check with you about that thing you said you had over there, and I might call you back when I get off work and see what you might be asking for it. But I'll say 73s to you. I'm going to jump out here and see if I can find this door. It's messed up. And we'll holler at you a little bit later. Y'all be good out there on the road. I'll say 73s, KN4EBG. I'll be clear.
Sounds good, Kevin. Just give me a holler. This is 73s. This is in 0TR.
For CBA Mobile.
Make you too long, Dave. I got to stuff a letter in the mailbox here. In 0TR.
Fall in, you might wind up in Tokyo or somewhere.
I was wondering, from one of your favorite people, Nancy Pelosi, from the Democratic National Committee, asking for money. And I thought, well, I might as well send it back in. At least they'll have to pay for the postage. And I might have said some things on there about personal opinions, shall we say. I bet that one wakes them up.
Well, that sounds like something you do. Oh, me. I tell you what. Well, so besides that, what are you out and up to? Is Bernice with you, by the way?
I'm here.
Yes, always. I figure I might not receive those mailings anymore, but you never know. We just left the Lyman Post Office heading east, in my opinion. Yeah, it says east on the compass.
KN4VWA.
Tell you, can't have a conversation on 2 meters anymore. how you doing, Steve? KB4CBA. Go ahead and pick it up. I guess you know Tom's in there.
Yeah, I heard both of you, and I just want to jump in here and ask y'all one quick question. I'm up here at the Wireman right now. I'm about to pull away. Do y'all need anything while I'm here?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, Steve, but thank you. And never mind, Dave. He says that to everybody.
Well, Steve, that's mighty kind of you there. I'll tell you what. Are you buying?
Boy, I thought I'd just pick it up for you, and then you could pay me back. You know, I love you like a brother, but not that much.
Put a star on the wall for you with an attaboy beside it. You are getting smarter as you get older. Oh, what a day to go to the wire, man. Watch out for the bears coming down that hill.
But What I worry about is they got that stuff on this sealant on this road coming up to their building. This place is slick. Oh. Well, listen, I'll go ahead and jump out of here and let you guys continue on, and I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. So, David, continue on, brother. KN4 CBA, or KB4 CBA. N0TR, y'all have a good one, and I'm going to go back to the house and see if I can't stay dry and wire up some stuff. KN4BWA, clear.
All right, Steve, well, I appreciate you thinking about us seriously, and I'm good for the moment, and so you be careful, because it's not a good day to be out driving around, but, you know, it's a necessity for some of us. Go ahead, Tom.
Be safe out there most of all. Now, I got to tell you, that road going up that hill is the most striking thing that I've run into down here. Of course, I don't do any off-roading with the Toyota Avalon, but, wow, that's a trip. So I can understand where that could possibly be slick. And I always feared meeting somebody on that road, that would not be in your best interest. Take care. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Dave. Well, if Steve's still there, take it if you want, or if you're signed, send her on over to Dave.
It's out of there. Well, golly day. Oh, I was up visiting my sister in Maggie Valley and brother-in-law, and they live. There's a golf course, not the first one you come to there across from Lake Junaluska, but there's another one if you go on up a little ways on your right, and right after you, well, anyway, it's on your right, and they live back up in there, and man, you get up in there, and the roads get real narrow, and I don't know what you'd do if you met like a delivery truck, you know, like a panel truck or something. I guess you just have to back up and back into somebody's driveway or something, because those roads are, it's like a one-lane road. But anyway, and their driveway is straight up. I mean, it's almost vertical. It must be, I couldn't even guess the degrees it is, but it's, I definitely wouldn't want to try it in the snow, that's for sure.
Now, that'd be a real good place for a motorcycle. Oh, I'd love to drive up there on a motorcycle in that area, but those days have passed. I see an old boy down at the VA the other day, and he had a Harley Davidson trike. That was a monster. He couldn't hardly get on it to drive it off, but he finally did. But he's keeping the faith, I guess you'd say. But, yeah, that Wireman Road going up there is that way, Dave. We're getting some ponding again here on the highway. I know the oddest thing that I remember about Germany is we were back in the back country by visiting some kinfolk, and on just such a road in a village, and they actually have mirrors that you push a button and the mirrors retract so that you'll have enough room, and this is on just a sedan, to go past another car on that road.
Believe it. Well, you know, they have that feature on American cars now, when you park, so that, you know, people, when they open their door, they don't hit your mirror, because that's a big thing. There's a lot of, there's a lot of people out there that just don't give a rip. I'm driving my Tacoma pickup. That thing, it was a beautiful truck, and it didn't have a scratch on it. And I came out of tool store one day, and Harbor Freight, and it had a scratch up and down, and what somebody had done is they slammed the door and slung the door into it, and then they got in, and it scratched it down, and then the person on the other side got in, and they scratched it up, going up, and then he closed the door. And I was so mad. Anyway, never mind what I would have done, but it doesn't really matter. I don't even know who did it. So I got me some touch-up paint and did the best I could with it. But, you know, I guess the first scratch is the worst one.
Dave, I had just bought our Tacoma a few years ago, and it didn't have a mark on it, not a single mark. And it was 2 years old, I think, when we bought it. And this gentleman, he just didn't drive it. It had 19,000 miles. Well, one of the first places we went, of course, was Aldi's. And the guy come out there and ran his basket into the front area of the fender on the left side. And I jumped out of the car. Oh, I was hot. And I said, "I just wanted to thank you." And he said, "Well, what for?" I said, "Well, my truck never had a scratch on it, and you're the very first one to do that." And, "Oh, I didn't mean to." I said, "You had the whole ramp you could have went up, but no, you had to slam that basket into my truck." And I said, "If it made a very big mark, I'd be asking for your insurance right now." And I feel the same way about this this Avalon, even though it's just a 2011. I try to take care of it, but boys, some people don't care, but I think they're actually getting better than they used to be, because the cars cost so much anymore.
I park, you know, somewhere where it's not going to get hit. I mean, this Mustang, somebody's already hit the driver's door. And so, but this is, I tell you, I'm not bragging, but I think this is a beautiful car. It's a dark blue. I can't remember what kind of blue they call it, but it's a weird color, starts with a T, and I can't remember what it is. But it's real deep blue, and when the sun's shining, it kind of changes color. The blue, it stays blue, but it either gets darker blue or lighter. And it's a really a nice paint job, and it's got flakes, metal flakes in it, and it really looks good when you wash it, get it all cleaned up. And heck, this car is 8 years old now, so I'm trying to take care of it.
Yeah, it's a good thing, Dave, and it's hard to do. We're very fortunate in that I have a handicap sticker and have it in the car, and Bernice has one, and we keep it in the truck. And so if, and that's a big if, there's one available, we try to use it. That's an advantage, because usually they're wider, but anymore it's getting to be where everybody and their brother's got one, so I don't know how they do it, because our doctor was very, very restrictive about it. And it's hard to take care of one. Dave, we're getting up towards Blackstock Road. I'm going to shut off because it is raining and there's quite a lot of traffic. But been enjoyable listening to you and Steve. You have a safe day out there. This is NZTR, clear.
Careful out there. I've got a little ways to go yet, but I'm headed down Wade Hampton here. 73's Tom, always a pleasure. N0TRKB4CBA Mobile.